So, actually, the truth is right in front. You're actually, everything that you do is inside the truth. But you just have to be aware of it. So, I walked up to the sink. I walked up to the sink. Walk. What happens when you walk? Your legs cross. You're walking, your legs are crossed. I turned the knob. Turn. Knob is a projection. A projection from the ether. I turn the knob. Turn. You got walk. You got turn. And the water flowed. And there was... Why was the water able to flow? Because there was pressure. Pressure to push. So what's involved when I turn the water on at the sink? I have to walk. I have to approach it. Approach. Walk. You approach the sink. You turn the knob. A knob is a projection. The water flows, it goes through an aerator, which has a bunch of cross patterns. So the flow has to go through the cross patterns of the aerator, air, joint airs, air, rate. The word rate, if you unfold it, it leads back to, can't remember right now. I just look it up, but it has the word ate in it. A-T-E, to eat. So you walk up to the sink. Your legs are crossing. You're approaching the sink. You turn the knob, which is a projection. The water's under pressure. You turn it. It flows through the aerator. So why are you thirsty to begin with? The reason you're thirsty is because you're needing refreshment, refresh, renewal. A refreshing drink of water, or you're washing your hands, cleansing. You got flow, you got the crosswalk, you got the cross pattern on the aerator, air, joint airs, you got the turn, you got the pressure to push. So the pressure's in the pipe, but it's stopped. S-T-O-P. How's it stopped? The valve is closed. You turn to open. You turn the valve so that you can open the flow. So the cognition of your brain, you turn the truth over in your brain so it can flow, so the truth can flow. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. You have to use your cognition, you have to turn thoughts over. You have to meditate, you have to think, you have to turn things over in your mind so that the flow happens. Turn over. OV probably goes back to the word ovary or something. So there's a birth. So you turn stuff over to birth in. the seed is within the seed. So your thoughts, as you compare objects in the hologram, the holy writ, you're in a story. A hologram is a story written completely by the hand of one person. Holographic writing. And so inside a hologram, depending on your perspective, you're looking at the same image, just on a different perspective. So let's think about this for a second. I'm doing this live. I'm doing this just spur of the moment. So you have a thirst. So that tells you that every human being has a thirst. Some people run to the true God. Some people run to cults and isms. But there's a thirst in the human to seek the truth, seek something. They're looking for answers for something, trying to fill that void. So you walk, your legs are crossing, the crosswalk. You walk and you approach the sink. You turn the knob, and like I say, like a doorknob is a projection from the plane of the door. The door has a plane, right? And the knob is a projection. You have to turn the knob, and you couldn't open the door without a projection. Projection, like when you have a projector, it's sending an image out onto a screen, right? So your eyes have an eyelid. So you have to use your eyes. You have to use touch. You have to think, ink it out. There has to be a desire for water or a desire to clean your hands. You have to have a desire. You have to think about it. You have to crosswalk it. You have to turn. It flows. To get it to flow. So we're getting close to the object lesson being revealed. The more you turn it over, the more you think about it, the more you discuss it, the more it starts to reveal itself. So what's the goal? You want the water to flow. Washing of the water of the word. You want it to flow, right? You need a flow. So first there's a desire, there's a need to wash your hands, to get a drink of water. There's a pushing, there's a pulling or a pushing, just like the water sitting there being pushed. To press. So you think about it, you walk towards the sink, crosswalk. You turn, goes back to verse. You release the, you turn the valve. You cut the water on. There's the word cut. You're turning the valve. You're cutting the plane. Depends on what kind of valve it is, but you're cutting the plane to allow. So let's say it's a valve that's, you know, in plumbing you've got a valve. Sometimes you have just you got a pipe and there's a cutoff, you know, there's a cutoff. So you get cut. As you turn the valve, the plane is being cut and it's opening up and letting the flow. So you got cut, turn, you got flow. Your hand touched the knob. There's union. You drank the water. There's union there. Becomes a part of you. You're drinking of the water. So as you cut the word of God, you rightly divide it. You turn it over in your mind. It starts to become a part of you. And then you can flow in the truth. You see how it all fits. You're actually in the Bible. The Bible is a... The Bible you're actually eating and drinking of what you read in the Bible. You're actually eating and drinking of it. You're actually living it as you walk, as anything that you do. Drive your car, you're using the cutting, the crossing, the turning, the verses, the flow, the union. Amos 3:3, how can two walk together except they be in agreement? You're actually living out every moment of every day the cutting, which is cross, the turning, which is verse, the union, which is 33, and the flow, which is the blood flow. Flow represents the blood flow. Everything that you do, drinking water, washing your hand, thinking about it, chewing the cud, turn it over in your mind, everything that you do, no matter what object lesson you look at, it breaks it down in the fact that everything's in the image, it's a projection, and you have to appropriate it by faith, but there has to be a desire for truth. But the problem with a lot of people is they desire truth, but they're not willing to admit they're a sinner. So you have to admit your sin, because if you don't, you're going to end up worshiping yourself and think that you have the truth in and of yourself, and that you are the litmus test of all things, instead of holding the Bible up as the truth. And so you become a self-worship creature, just like the devil worshiped himself. And just like Eve ate of the apple and ended up worshiping herself. You understand what I'm saying here? You either worship yourself or you worship God. You either seek the truth in God, in Christ, or you try to seek the truth in yourself. The object lessons are clear. The only way you're going to get in the flow is take the cogs of your imagination, cogs of your thoughts, and turn the thoughts over and compare them, and use the scripture as your litmus test, because otherwise you'll get off track.